It was a turning point in the Iraq-Iran war. Almost 2 years into the Iraqi-imposed war on Iran, the strategic port city of Khorramshahr was liberated from the occupation of Iraqi forces in 1982. The operation codenamed Bayt al-Muqaddas put an end to 575 days of Iraqi occupation of the city south of Iran.
The liberation of Khorramshahr is the symbol of national pride for the Iranian nation and a symbol of humiliation for the enemy, who attacked us and occupied part of our country but received a crushing response at the end.
In retaking the city, the Iranians captured some 19,000 soldiers from the Iraqi army. The then Iraqi president Saddam Hussein, who intended to declare Khorramshahr as one of Iraq's cities, was shocked and angry for the defeat. Later, he ordered the execution of a number of top Iraqi commanders who were responsible for the Khorramshahr battle, because he had the full support of Western and some Arab governments in his war against Iran. Military experts say the liberation of Khorramshahr changed the balance of power and cast doubt on the ability of Saddam's war machine, which had received full economic, military and intelligence support from the US and its allies. According to available documents, more than 20 countries led by the United States helped the former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein in the Iraqi-imposed war on Iran. They provided Saddam with all sorts of modern weapons and military equipment, and Iran stood against their aggression all by itself.
The unity of the Iranian forces, the strong belief of the forces in the leadership of Imam Khomeini, and their reliance on God and people's help were keys to the victory of the Iranian forces in liberating Khorramshahr.
Although many more important operations were carried out during the Iraq-Iran war, to most Iranians, Bayt al-Muqaddas operation has been of special significance because it was a sign of resistance against occupation. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.